Hi, I'm Bob Masalgo with a WNRN Americana Fest session recorded at Soundstage Studios in Nashville. Nat Myers is a Korean-American Kansas native who grew up in northern Kentucky. His father introduced him to the blues, and Nat fell in love with the music. When busking ended during the COVID pandemic, he began posting videos. These caught the eye of Dan Arbach, who produced Nat's debut record. Yellow Peril is available now on Easy Eye Sound Records. I asked Nat how he developed a love for the Hill Country Blues.
My background's just like the only kind of music I've ever been interested in playing is country blues. Hill Country, I feel like maybe ain't so much my knock. I think the particularly like kind of the Southern Delta and more of the drone bass and kind of pre-war blues, I think that ultimately influenced and created Hill Country Blues as we know it today. It's sort of my bread and butter. But, you know, I love them Hill Country songs, and Roscoe definitely echo a lot of that, specifically from working with Alvin. But it really kind of just, it was the only music that ever become to me, man. It's the only thing that made me want to pick up guitar. To this day, it's really hard for me to operate outside of playing the blues. So I'm doing a Loretta Lynn tribute concert over in Third Lindsay, and so that's like way outside my comfort zone because if it ain't got a seven, man, it's really hard for me to kind of savvy to it, you know what I mean?
Let's hear Nat perform a song from the new album, Yellow Peril.
Well, this one called 7571, about where I was from. Down to Kevinville asking around, is my baby there? Said you're gonna boom Mount Zion, son. Living off old, the 71, the 71. Living off old, the 71. I spy my baby easy as she go. Said she gone down to Louisville Road. Said I go Mount Washington. Can't don't you can't call my tongue, can't call my tongue. Driving down on the 75, I get lead and tin before I die. Lexington gas, kind and sweet, handsome as she'd need, she'd need. Her for me, man, lead and gas, kind and sweet. Then I go to Louisville, I was gonna drown. Think about my baby, turn back around. They kept ticket on the river boat. Can't drive, then I guess I float, I guess I float. Can't drive, then I guess I float. Then I met a whole boy, asking where he gone. Said I'm headed to Oklahoma and it ain't no fun. That night I lay my head on the railroad line. Let the train set fire my mind, set fire my mind. You still here though, man? Left the train, set up by my mind. Then I dreamt a dream out on the LNN. I rode it to another land. Engineer said somewhere you sleep. Down south, Memphis, Tennessee, Memphis, Tennessee. That right, man. Yeah, catch the south of Memphis, Tennessee. I said, none for me, I'm gonna cut in the hill. Lift the dead dog and don't get killed. I'm gonna drive on the Route 8, catch a ride into Symphony, into Symphony. Yeah. 75 cents a man, catch a ride into Symphony. Then I died a little rabbit hat, where my baby told me this and that. She said, my dawn, oh me, oh my, tell me the truth, don't you tell no lie, don't you tell no lie. I won't. Yes, I find a man who don't tell no lie. Then I go and butter my pie, where my baby got a DUI. Out the daylight by the morning sun, bet that she didn't want to see me none, and see me none. True story. Out the daylight didn't see me none. Won't tell no lie. Tell the truth and I tell no lie. Yeah.
That's Nat Myers with an in-studio version of 7571. It's from his new album, Yellow Peril, available now on Easy Eye Sound Records. I asked Nat about how he developed an appreciation of the music he performs.
You know, I give my dad maybe too much credit, but he deserves it. My dad listened to such a wide, eclectic range of music, and from my early childhood, I've always been kind of seeped in his own appreciation of music, generally speaking. And the blues, you know, I can pinpoint it to a number of artists that I see. We used to travel a lot across country, and I really love Carl Martin. And there's, you know, I always describe the blues, like particularly players, it's like having a W.C. Handy moment. Insofar as W.C. Handy, they say he was at the train yard and he heard a fellow playing a jackknife on a guitar. And he wrote, at least according to his recollection, he said it was the most peculiar sound he'd ever heard in his life. And I think when it comes to blues, I had that W.C. Handy moment very early on, listening to folks like Carl Martin or Robert Pettway, Memphis Minnie. So.
When you say your dad introduced you to a lot of different kinds of music, did you have to kind of just listen in while he was listening to things?
Yeah.
Or we'd come to you and go, son, I want you to hear this.
Oh, no, it was never that active. You know, my dad, you know, I don't want to misplace his philosophy, but he always kind of believed in this kind of radical freedom. You know, he might argue, like, the foot ain't responsible for where the shoe falls, you know what I mean? So it was kind of on me, but I got to appreciate that when I took to something and I got control over the actual, you know, the buttons in the car and stuff, I would play songs on repeat over and over again. And I remember being a really little kid and him just driving. He loved driving around, just even up in Northern Kentucky. And he would let me just repeat these songs like 100 times in a day, you know. And so I think he was just stoked that I liked a lot of different music too, you know.
Here's another song from the new record, Yellow Peril.
Let's try some duck and dodging now. Yeah. Yeah. Duck and dive, babe, you can't dive me no more. You can duck and dive, babe, you can't dive me no more. Keys you got, ain't gonna lock my door. No, they ain't now. Baby, when you sleep at night, when honey asks, baby, when you sleep at night, hair's a tingling, you ain't walking right. Oh, what you tell honey now? Well, I must confess now, none of your business, honey. How's that boogie? Why stealing now? When you shuck and jive, babe, you shuck and jive all the time. When you shuck and jive, babe, you shuck and jive all the time. Come in late, why'd you wanna go in high? Why, honey, now? I said you caught it tumbling and I'm calling it falling now. I said you caught it tumbling and I'm calling it falling now. When you build me up, don't let me hit the ground. Oh, don't, honey, now. Where'd you call it tumbling? And I'm calling it falling down. I think it's the same thing, you know. Yeah, now. Duck and dive, babe, you can't to me no more. All right. When you duck and dive, babe, you can't to me no more. Keys you got, ain't gonna lock my door. No, they ain't, honey, I said. I'll tell you again. Play it out, man. Yeah, man.
Nat Myers with Duck and Dodge, recorded in studio at Americana Fest in Nashville. His new record is Yellow Peril, and it's available now on Easy Eye Sound Records. Nat had little exposure to his Korean roots growing up. I asked him why.
My mom, I don't know how much she appreciates me kind of telling on the airwaves, but my mom, you know, because my parents made, I think, an executive decision, you know, starting with my brother, who's 14 years older than me, to, I guess, not teach Korean. And I think it partially had to do with, you know, integration and making sure whatever thing that makes you other, trying to minimize that feeling. And, you know, not just from my dad, but not really from my dad, but I think my mom. It's really funny because I bring it up with her. I'm like, man, I really wish y'all teach me Korean. And she'll be like, well, you didn't want to learn Korean. I was like, Mom, I was 5 years old. Like, I didn't want to do nothing, you know. So it's really curious to me. I feel kind of double alienated from the land of my ancestors, you know. Definitely want to get over Korea at some point. That's just an entire, honestly, we ain't got time enough to kind of, like, unpack the story of my mom. It's a very epic story, in my opinion, so.
Here is Nat Myers from Soundstage Studio in Nashville.
All right, let's do a little song, then. This one called Heart Like a Scroll. You got a heart like a scroll. You got a heart like a scroll. You got a heart like a scroll. Wrap me in it, baby, wherever you go. Oh, tell your friends, tell your other man. Since you done met me, you gone and had a change of plan. Yeah. Hey, so man. I love you, honey bunny, like a budding dune. You got a heart like a scroll. You got a heart like a scroll. You got a heart like a scroll. Wrap me in it, baby, wherever you go. I told you once, tell you twice more. Next time you see my love, gonna be walking in your door. Yeah, cause you want it, honey. I said I love you, honey bunny, like a flower getting to bloom now. You got a heart like a scroll. You got a heart like a scroll. You got a heart like a scroll. Wrap me in it, baby, wherever you go. I cut your kin, I cut your wood. I'll build your fire, gonna make you feel so good. Yeah. I said now, honey bunny, I love you like a flower begin to bloom. You got a heart like a scroll. You got a heart like a scroll. You got a heart like a scroll. Wrap me in it, baby, wherever you go.
Heart Like a Scroll. That's Nat Myers, recorded at Americana Fest in Nashville. His new album, Yellow Peril, is available now on Easy Eye Sound Records. Having been discovered by Dan Arbach via the internet, Nat had this advice for aspiring musicians.
Anyway, if I can condescend any advice for anybody, get out there, you know, just have that minimal amount of vanity, stick something in your face, because, you know, people who, particularly like Dan, who have lifted themselves up by their own bootstraps, are always interested in finding other folks that they can not just help out, but, you know, they recognize their own.
Nat, thanks for your time.
Yeah, absolutely, Bob. Thank you to you and WNRN for having me for a little bit, man. It's been a pleasure to meet you.
This has been an Americana Fest session with Nat Myers on WNRN. I'm Bob Masalgo. Thanks for listening.